Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Surely, in you there is a heart so unbelieving that by an oath I did not move it nor win you to believe. But let us make a covenant now, and for us both hereafter our witnesses shall be the gods who hold Olympus. If ever to this house your master comes, clothe me in coat and tunic, and send me to Dulichion, where I desire to be. But if your master does not come, as I declare he will, send out your men and throw me down the lofty cliff, that other beggars may beware of telling lying tales." Then answering, said the noble swineherd, "Stranger, fine fame and fortune would be mine among mankind, both now and evermore, if, after I had brought you to the lodge and given you welcome, I turned about and slew you and took away your life. With a clear heart thereafter I should pray to Zeus, the son of Cronus. Well, it is supper time, and may my comrade soon be here to get at the lodge a savory supper." So they conversed together. Presently came the swine and those who kept them. They shut them up to sleep in their accustomed sties, and a prodigious noise arose from the penned swine. Then to his comrades recalled the noble swineherd, "Fetch me the best hog hither to slaughter for the stranger who comes from far away. We, too, will have some cheer, who for a long time now have plagued ourselves over the white-toothed swine. Others devour our labor and make us no amends." So saying, with the ruthless axe he cleft some wood. The others brought a boar, well fatted, 5 years old, and stood him on the hearth. And now the swineherd, being of upright heart, did not forget the immortal gods. At the beginning he cast into the fire hairs from the head of the white-toothed boar, and prayed to all the gods that wise Odysseus might return to his own home. Next, raising high a billet of oak, saved when he split the wood, he dealt a blow, and the boar's life departed. The others cut the throat and singed the boar, and quickly laid him open. The swineherd then laid the raw meat, selected from each joint, into rich fat. Some parts of this, sprinkled with barley meal, they cast into the fire. The rest they sliced and stuck on spits, roasted with care, drew it all off, and tossed it all together on the trenchers. And now the swineherd rose to carve, for well he knew his duties. And as he carved, divided all in 7 messes. The first mess for the nymphs and Hermes, Maia's son, he set aside with prayer, passing the rest to each. Odysseus he honored with the whole length of the chine, cut from the white-toothed boar, and so rejoiced his master. Addressing him, said wise Odysseus, "Eumaeus, may you be as dear to Father Zeus as now to me, for honoring with kindness such as I." And swineherd Eumaeus, you answered him and said, "Good stranger, eat, enjoy what lies before you. God gives and God withholds, as is his pleasure. His power is over all."